Thanks so much for joining us as we continue working our way through the Proverbs this summer. I hope you are sharing these with your children. Again, we're aiming at parents so that you can take these Proverbs and then put them in a form that's age appropriate for your child. Use these principles to teach to your children. Proverbs 10:28, the hope of the righteous brings joy, but the expectation of the wicked will perish. The hope of the righteous brings joy. So I dreamed of playing professional baseball. But after my first year of competing at a college level, I came to the solemn realization that I just did not have the tools for the next level. I wasn't a bad player, just not good enough to get drafted to play professionally. Thankfully, God doesn't base his relationship with us on our tool set. A relationship with God is based entirely on grace, not personal characteristics or achievement. God will provide me with all I need to do everything he's called me to do. With Christ, our hope brings joy. That's what this proverb says. The hope of the righteous brings joy. Our hope brings joy that cannot be dampened by life's storms or life's disappointment. It's a joy that cannot rust or spoil or fade. Now, people can place their hope in a lot of things. But when hopes are attached to the wrong things, our expectations perish, just like this proverb tells us. But that doesn't happen when we have a God-given hope of joy. Based on the finished work of Christ on the cross, it will carry us into eternity. That hope will be with us forever. When we hope in Jesus, our joy is complete. So, Father, we seek joy for many things. Help us make sure that the things that we seek are the right things. And may we find complete joy in Jesus alone. We pray in his name. Amen.